All right, folks, another interesting article. Dimming the sun to combat global warming. This comes to us from TechExplorist.com, CNN, Fake News, the Communist News Network, did an article yesterday or earlier today or whenever this broke. So this I was looking at it today. Dimming the sun to combat global warming. Subtitle, UV blocking aerosols could be sprayed into the stratosphere by 2033. Now, again, as per my previous video, I don't mean to jump down the conspiracy theorist rabbit hole here, but haven't they already been doing that with chemtrails? Seriously, I mean, if there's any validity to the chemtrails theory, it is this. It is the weather modification. I mean, don't tell me that you haven't already done this. So let's read on. Researchers are proposing an ingenious yet so far unproven approach to tackle climate change. Is it climate change or global warming? Make up your fucking mind, okay? Anyway, they are planning to spray sun-dimming chemicals into the Earth's atmosphere. Like I said, they've already been doing this. It's called chemtrails. In a study conducted by the Harvard and Yale universities, scientists use a technique called stratospheric aerosol injection, SAI, which is expected to reduce the rate of global warming in half. This technique incorporates spraying a lot of sulfate particles into the Earth's lower stratosphere at altitudes as high as 12 miles. Oh, and that won't cause any health problems, will it? Again, who's to say they haven't been doing this with chemtrails for the last 20 or 30 goddamn years? Who is to say they haven't been doing this already? It's just now, I theorize this. This is my hypothesis as to why they're now coming out with this story. My hypothesis is, so many conspiracy theorists and whistleblowers have talked about this over the years. They said, look, there's people think that there's actual chemicals that are coming out that are causing health problems, and that might be the case. I don't know. Okay, I think at very best, the chemtrails or the long-lasting contrails that we're seeing in the sky, at the very least, they are geoengineering. Whether inadvertently knowing or willingly doing it, it is geoengineering the planet. Okay, or it has that potential, and they know it. And they've known it for a long time. My theory is they've perfected it. And they're ready to, you know, make it full-blown, say, look, now we can save you. We can save the Earth from global warming. For spraying, a special kind of aircraft, balloons, or large naval-style guns will be used. Large naval-style guns. You're going to just shoot shit into the air. Scientists noted, quote, developing a new purpose-built tanker with substantial payload capabilities would neither be technologically difficult nor prohibitively expensive. That tells me they've already got this. They've already done it, folks. They've already done it. The money that they're asking for is just extra. They've already done this shit. The total cost of launching the hypothetical system in 15 years' time at around $3.5 billion, with running costs of $2.5 billion a year over a 15-year period. Don't worry. That's reasonable. We're sending more of that to Israel. Your fucking taxpayer money. Quote, there will be also the chances of potential risk, including coordination between multiple countries in both hemispheres, would be required, and SAI techniques could jeopardize crop yields, lead to droughts, or cause extreme weather. Oh my fucking God, but no, geoengineering, that's just a conspiracy theory. You're a nutball for believing that. Oh no, chemtrails, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Folks, they're openly admitting it in this fucking article. They're just telling you that they plan to do it. The reality is they've been doing it for a very long time. That is my belief. The wildfires that you're seeing in California, if they are not DEWs, that is directed energy weapons, they are a product of something else. The ongoing intensity of the hurricanes have nothing to do with carbon footprint. They have everything to do with geoengineering. It's one thing that I will side with the conspiracy theorists on, yes. I think that there are forces. Like I said, it could be that it was inadvertently, it was by accident, and they stumbled upon it, and they said, oh, wait, we can use this to our advantage. But my point is, they do this shit. They've been doing it for a long time. They're just now admitting it. But they won't admit to you that they've already been doing it. They're just saying, hey, we got the potential to do it. Let's move forward. Felipe Talman from the Ecole Polytechnique Federale. Oh, this is going to be very hard. Anyway, basically the Ecole Polytechnique Federale of Louisiane, of Lausanne, I'm sorry. An expert in the economics of climate change told CNN, from the point of view of climate economics, solar radiation management is still much worse. Let me go back. I apologize. Quote, from the point of view of climate economics, solar radiation management is still a much worse solution than greenhouse gas emissions, more costly and much more risky over the long run. I'm going to repeat that. Okay, not because I misread it. I want you to think about how they're telling you climate change is happening. And then I'm going to read that again, and you tell me if you notice something interesting in what that quote said. From the point of view of climate economics, solar radiation management is still a much worse solution than greenhouse gas emissions, more costly and much more risky over the long run. So all these years they've been telling you it's because of greenhouse gas. Your carbon footprint, you know, the air you breathe out. Well, now they're admitting it's the sun, which many people who have questioned the climate change, it's not that we're climate change deniers, it's just that we question the cause. We've been saying for years, it's the sun, stupid, and as well as other factors. And there's an article I read that I noticed last week or a couple weeks ago regarding some geothermal activity underneath the ocean. That they said contributed to global warming as well. So it's not the air that you're breathing out. It's not your carbon footprint. It's other factors, solar and geothermal. But for years, they've been telling you, oh, it's the carbon, it's the carbon, it's the carbon, it's the carbon. David Archer from the Department of Geophysical Science at the University of Chicago said, the problem with engineering climate in this way is that it's only a temporary band-aid covering a problem that will persist essentially forever. Actually, hundreds of thousands of years for fossil fuel CO2 to finally go away naturally. So, hundreds of thousands of years for fossil fuel. So he says it will take that long for fossil fuel to go away naturally. That is CO2. CO2 being a gas. I don't think it's a fuel. I don't like that term fossil fuel. Fuel implies that it is a liquid. CO2 is a gas, easily absorbed by plants. This is why I advocate for the deforestation, or for the ending or the restricting of deforestations. This is why I advocate is if you're going to cut down a tree, you know, if you're a logger, you cut down a tree for a logging company, you should plant two saplings for every tree you cut down. Yeah, I would really like to see the correlation between deforestation, especially down in South American countries and elsewhere, and the rise in CO2, and also to see if there in fact is a drop or a reduction in any way in oxygen levels. Continuing on here, quote, it will be tempting to continue to procrastinate on cleaning up our energy system, but we'd be leaving the planet on a form of life support. If a future generation failed to pay their climate bill, they would get all of our warnings at once. All our warnings at once. If a future generation failed to pay their climate bill, they would get all of our warnings all at once. The study was published in the Journal of Environmental Research Letters. Don't fail to pay your climate bill, folks. That's what they're telling you. Now, there couldn't be nothing wrong with sulfate materials. No, it's not like if you go to an active volcano, if you start to smell sulfur and you inhale sulfur gas, it's not like that's going to be harmful. Oh, no, this is a good thing. This is ingenious. This is an ingenious way to further kill us, if you want my opinion. Yes, no, and like I said, I don't know who. And I guess that's the big trip up when it comes to a lot of these conspiracy theories, is people are like, you know, they want to kill us. Who? Who? Who in their right psychopathic mind, or not right, who in their psychopathic mind wants to kill us? I mean, name them. It could be that we can't, because we don't know. Yeah, you know, we point to certain groups, you know, certain tribal people, but we don't know if it's them. And again, when it comes to like chemtrails, you and I and them potentially are affected all the same because we breathe the same air. So who would benefit in doing this, if chemtrails and this program that's being proposed, if these chemicals have, and they admit that it has the potential to lower crop yield, that's going to potentially cause famine. It has the potential to cause drought, as if California and other Western states don't already have that. It's going to have the potential for extreme weather. This will all lead to our destruction. Who's doing this, if this is willingly done for the sole purpose of destroying people? Who? I know Christians are going to say, it's the devil, it's Satan. Well, I'm not going to go there. I don't subscribe to your fairy tale nonsense. But if I may enter David Icke territory for a moment, just for a moment. If David Icke and others like him are right on certain aspects regarding reptilians or extraterrestrials or some other being that oversees this planet, I mean, think about it. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. And looking at our planet, we are a much less a zoological experiment. You know, they say that there have been 5 mass extinctions throughout history. And a lot of people are saying that we're going to be the 6th one. All the infighting that we do, all the tribal warfare, all the Coke and Pepsi mentality bullshit that keeps us fighting amongst one another, people driving each other crazy, killing each other for no reason, acting like animals. And then you have admitted articles like this where they admit to geoengineering. I may have mentioned this before. I was a big Stargate fan, and there was an episode where they come upon this planet that was under threat of being annihilated because there's this spaceship that is working to terraform the environment for its colony. Now, it was unbeknownst to that spaceship, there were people on that planet. And so, the team were actually able to communicate to the spaceship and work a deal out. But it brings to mind that, somebody with the geoengineering that's going on, again, I'm putting my tinfoil hat on here, so I apologize. It's as if somebody is preparing this planet for a new coming, a new age. And it's not the new age guru, peace, love idea of a new age. But like I said, who's to say we're not the sixth extinction? Could be today, could be tomorrow, could be 100 years from now, could be 1,000 years from now. It's a slow process. But then again, all the mass extinctions happened in a blink of an eye. It makes me wonder about the dinosaurs. It really does. Is there a real reason why they died off the way they did? Or was that engineered in some way? Some unknown force, not necessarily a comet. Or, if it was a comet, was it deliberate? Did somebody look down on this planet and say, we've had them for long enough, let's try something else. I know, I'm getting off the deep end. I don't talk about this topic because I have no, this is just my opinion. This is just talking out my ass. I get that. But it makes one wonder, when you have shit like this. And I love that they end this article, pay your... How did they word that? Pay your climate bill. Fuck you. I would say, what is paying my, and I'm sure that they probably mean that as an allegorical type statement, just as a tongue-in-cheek type thing. But, how else am I supposed to take that? Pay my climate bill. That our future generations will pay their climate bill. Yeah, you're talking 15-year period. Sending who money? Who, what money? Where's this going? The company? So yeah, I don't buy it. Again, I know I kind of went off the deep end there. I had to put on my tinfoil hat for a moment, but it's just, you couldn't get more blatant than that. That is all, folks. Peace out.